Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride with Karen and Chris. Karen isn't here right now. I'm about to pick her up. We're going to take her to a show. But with me right now is my guest, Henry Phillips, who will act as a co-host in her absence. But again, we're about to pick her up in a couple minutes, so it'll be a temporary change. We'll go back to the original format in like 2 minutes. Hi, Henry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. That was kind of complicated.
Yeah, it was. I kind of made it more complicated than it really needs to be. You're the guest. Karen's not in the car yet. But we're taking her to a show. Usually, Henry, we're taking a comedian to an airport where they get on an airplane.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I always understood the premise.
Yeah.
But this is cool. It's kind of like a reflexive thing. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, that is her, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to turn around because I did not... Yeah, usually we go to LAX, someone gets on a plane, and then they go off to their destination and do their comedy in another town. But today we're just going to take Karen downtown. She's got some art house, flop house, hippie show. I don't know where. I don't know if it's hippie themed.
Probably.
Probably if it's downtown.
Bunch of pinko commies down there.
Yeah, downtown it's kind of just been run over, overrun by hippies.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. And they're disguised because they're dressed like businessmen.
Yeah.
Wearing suits. All right.
And they're expensive condos. Like, you wouldn't expect hippies to be in expensive condos, but that's how they stay undercover.
Yeah, and to work at like banks downtown in a metropolitan area.
Yeah.
There's Karen right now. She's got her guitar.
All right.
I'm going to unlock the door.
So glad I don't have a guitar.
Yeah, two guitars in one car. It's like you might as well be filled with clowns. Oh, I think she wants me to open the trunk. I'm always embarrassed when people see inside my trunk.
Yeah, I actually have a story about that we can get into maybe when she gets in. It's a funny story.
Hi,
hey,
Karen.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good.
Terrific.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Well, is this a serious podcast?
This is a serious one. I really want to know how you are.
Oh, okay.
You were getting into the boot of my car, as they say in England. I was just in England. So
oh, you still have that left over?
Yeah, I don't call it a trunk anymore. But Henry said he has really built it up, a really great trunk story.
Well,
hi, Henry.
I know it is a good story. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Henry, Karen, you guys know each
other. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well.
Karen, Henry's our guest on the show, so I had him co-hosting before we picked you up.
Henry, welcome.
Yeah,
but now
it's
that
good
you're
to be
in
here.
The car.
You should go right here.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Go
just
right here, because then you can, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Am I going to go up that exciting hill?
No.
No, so you can make a left at the light, is that what you mean?
I don't know if I could go up that hill. That's a very steep.
That'd be a killer.
That's kind of an unsung hill in Los
fun
Angeles.
Biking, yeah,
what, that's
one.
Vine Street?
No, boy, that's Dix.
It's Dix.
Dix! Those dicks, that dicks goes straight up.
This is
you
your favorite street for so many reasons.
Yeah.
That's the best line in Ridgemont High.
Oh,
when Mr. Hand tells him that he...
You
what is it that he has to say?
Dick.
You dick!
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
That was the best.
You know, when I was... I think one of the very first times I smoked pot, I was a late bloomer with that, and I watched Wayne's World. And in the beginning, he says he's got that thing called the suck cut that he's interviewing a guy who has, it's like a flowy haircutting thing. And Mike Myers says, well, it definitely does suck. And I laughed throughout the entire movie, but just at that one joke. That's the only thing I was laughing at. My friend was like, man, you love that movie. And then he was asking me about it, and I was like, I couldn't tell you anything. I just thought that one joke was an hour and a half worth of funny.
It got you going.
I literally just giggled throughout the whole thing at the same joke.
I'm going downtown, right, Karen?
Yeah, so if you go straight through here, you can jump on the 101
right,
south.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Here.
Oh, I got it.
So what's your trunk story, Henry?
Okay, so he said that he was a little vulnerable feeling when he opened his trunk.
Oh, I saw his private stuff.
It's really gross in there. Yeah.
So,
his diary was open.
My diary.
So years ago. Years ago, probably in the 90s or so, a buddy of mine was moving out. Or he was moving in with his girlfriend, and he had a giant trunk full of porn. And he asked me if I could take it off his hands. And I was like, well, I don't. And I'm not trying to be one of these high and mighty, like, I don't look at porn, but I certainly didn't have a trunk full of it, and I don't need a trunk full of porn. But anyway,
isn't it kind of repetitious after a while?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's, you get the theme.
But he just did not want it to be thrown away. Like, he had a real problem with that. He thought it was valuable or something.
So every time he was aroused, he had to go out to his car and get the porn.
Oh no, I'm sorry. He had a trunk, like one of those pirates' trunks, you know, like a giant.
It was it was true treasure.
Yeah, it was like a treasure chest full of porn.
I got you.
So anyway, and it was really heavy. But, you know, but he just didn't want to throw it away. And he goes, just take it off my hands because I can't bring it in to, you know, live with my girlfriend. So I said, okay. So we put it in my car trunk. And it was all real hardcore, you know, stuff, you know, with girls on the front with penises in their mouths. And I was all,
like a fanning.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
my favorite when it's fanned out like a peacock of cocks.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I put it in there. I forget all about it. A couple months later, a buddy of mine and I, my friend Evan and I, were going to a poker game.
I know Evan. He was on Growing Pains.
Yeah, he's great. And we brought tequila just as a gesture to bring something to the party. And we put it in my trunk and literally forgot all about it. So then I'm driving around for a few more months and I start smelling in my car. It smells like tequila. And I can't figure out why. I'm like, what the hell is this? And it's like the whole car stinks. And I'm like, I didn't spill any. I don't understand. Okay, so cut to a couple months later, even, with driving around with this car that smells like tequila.
You had never gone in your trunk this whole time.
No, not at all. It's hard to believe, but I just didn't.
Huh.
I used to put my guitar in my back seat, I guess, when I would drive around. And okay, so now...
Cut to,
I'm at a birthday party for like a 13-year-old boy, or two twins, 13-year-old boys that were friends of mine's kids.
Okay.
And they all made me sing a song. And so I picked a clean song. I have a song called The Happy Song, and it was a real hit at the birthday, and everybody liked it. And my first album doesn't have any bad words or anything on it, and so... You already see where I'm going with this. So anyway, one of the moms was like, that is so great. Do you have a CD? And I'm, of course, broke. I'm like, yeah, I got CDs in my trunk. And they're like, great. And so like these moms and the kids and everybody come out.
No.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll sell you some. And I open my door. And there's this waft of cloud of tequila that comes out. And there's just scattered peacock cocks of porn, like tequila-soaked porn all over the place. And I'm trying to get the CDs. And there's like, they're literally moms just looking right in. Oh, this guy's a horrible person. And I was like, oh, no, that my friend had a trunk full of porn. It's awful to try to explain it. And then there was tequila that we brought to a poker game. And I didn't. They probably had to sit their kids down and be like, well, when you get to be older, there's going to be certain things.
That... There's a sadness you can't hide unless you use.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best. That...
So, I like that
come
story.
Come on, all you families. Come out to my trunk.
That's such a... You got to put that in Punching the Clown, too.
That would be good.
That's hilarious.
Henry has a movie called Punching the Clown. Have you seen Punching the Clown, Karen?
I haven't seen it.
It's
I'm
terrific.
Sorry, Henry.
It's on Hulu.com. For free, so you don't have to pay or anything.
It's
but
worth
you do
a
have
watch.
To remember your password to Hulu.
Yeah,
no, I don't think you do actually. It's not on Plus. It's just regular.
Plain?
Yeah, it's just regular old
I'm
Hulu.
There.
Yeah,
I'm there.
We're not getting any money.
You have no more excuses, Karen. She's always talking about the reasons she hasn't seen your movie.
Look,
oh, that's all right.
Look, I don't want to see that movie.
No,
I don't want.
The thing is, I don't care if people haven't seen it. I just want them to know that I made a movie. That's even better. It's like when you when you're on the road. Like I've always done better at meeting girls when they didn't see my show, but they knew I was the guy performing.
Sure,
right.
Then they're like, "Oh, he's something," and that way my act doesn't have to screw it up.
Yeah, if you just say you made a movie, everyone's fantasy in their head that they
it's
going to
be the best
to.
Movie ever.
Yeah, they think of
Star Wars.
They just immediately think of Star Wars.
You made Star Wars
or Transformers 3, and that's the movie you made.
Yeah,
and so all of a sudden you're Michael Bay to these people.
Yeah,
you're just several explosions in a row.
But that is starting to get watered down.
Can I tell you guys that I left my house this morning at 10 a.m.,
uh-huh.
and I haven't been back since.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing the same outfit.
You feel sweaty. You feel...
Yes.
We all feel that way.
Yeah, no, I'm insane. I'm wearing the same clothes that I was.
Ooh, sorry,
I stink really bad. That's okay. That's my car phone, everyone.
Oh, car phone?
Yeah, I leave it on just to help reinforce the atmosphere that is in the interior of my... 08 Honda Accord.
It's a black rotary phone from 1944.
I keep it in my car with a stretchy, coily cord.
I was just saying it's just odd because I literally have been out of my house now for 12 straight hours. I usually figure out a way to go home, but for some reason I had all these things today.
Yeah, so wow.
No brag, several appointments. And,
that's a lot. That's...
And even just now I was going to go home and like... before meeting you and realize we don't have time because I'm already late for this show.
Are you? Are we? We made you more late, didn't we?
No. I was going to be late.
Oh, okay.
I'm usually on later on shows anyway. I'm assuming the show.
You get a lot of that. They always think, well, the guitar is going to be last because it's hard to follow.
Exactly.
But I have to say, and I know people don't mean to be mean, but that's kind of implying that the kind of humor that you're doing is more hacky or something. Like I always assume when people know that you have a guitar, they're like, "Oh, you're going to do Wasting Away and Diarrhea Bill or whatever." You know. So,
yes, I mean there's a real bias, especially among comics.
Both you and I think do a more dry form of guitar comedy.
I think we lift up the form.
You guys are America's sweethearts
we
of guitar comedy.
That's right. Henry and I make it. We're going to change the way you think about guitar comedy.
It's funny because the only way I was comparing you two is that you're both my friends, but I just now realize you both do stand up with a guitar.
Yes.
And playing in the clubs, I've had to get some songs in there that hack it up, which aren't my favorite ones. But I think when I play around town, it's almost a bad idea for me to go on because there's a lot of comics that move around way more and their voices are more dynamic and sort of bigger acts than my slower, you know, kind of folky songs, you know.
You mean other guitar comics or just regular
comics? No, like comics on a given show. I guess what I'm saying is I don't like it when they make me go last because I have a guitar because they're assuming that my act is also bigger somehow and that it's hard to follow. But
oh my
it's
God,
not
I was,
true.
I did some show and they were going to put Matt Bronger after me and I was like no Bronger goes last like
oh yeah yeah
for all
or
those
they were gonna
reasons
put him
and
before
more
you.
Like
yeah,
yeah that guy's a closer
oh, he's,
in every sense of the word. I'm going to have songs that stop people from laughing and make them sad.
Well, you know, I think where it works best is right in the middle.
I like to back clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Could just go ahead and go number four.
I've never ever once been intimidated by the placement of a guitar comic, and I say that entirely true.
That's great, but a lot of people don't feel that
way. Well, they're bigots.
No, they are bigots.
They're cowards.
They're cowardly, first of all.
Well, I think
racist.
Guitar comics... Guitar comics have had to undergo a lot of the same persecution, I think, that the African Americans
for almost as long.
Women.
I was going to equate it to the Chinese.
I've always compared it to suffrage. Women's suffrage. Guitar suffrage.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of suffering, is that what you said, suffering?
Oh, suffrage. I'm not sure what it means, but if you mention it, it seems like you went to college.
Wait, a lot of suffering.
Can I just say that I just realized that basically I'm forcing both of you to go to this show of mine?
It's okay.
Oh, in a weird way, yeah.
It's going to be great.
I literally have nothing to do for the next 100 days.
This is so fun. I love it.
It's going to be great.
I'm so excited.
A good night. No, it's...
Because you know when you get... I mean, like, we talk about that with people when we're dropping them off, but, like, in town, I get super depressed when I go to shows.
No, I know how you feel.
Like, no. I feel very alone, especially if I don't know at least, like, one person on the show.
Right.
And when it's over, even if I do well, there's some kind of weird soul suck.
I know. I know how you feel. Well, you did the same show I did a month prior, I think. I just did the Eagle Rock show.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
That's a good one.
That was a really good one. But, yeah, I did feel empty inside afterward when everybody left and it was just me with my guitar by myself waiting for Uber.
That's the Eric DeDurian and
Eric DeDurian, yeah, both very
Alan
funny
Strickland
guys.
Williams. It's such a good show, and the acoustics are so good in that room.
Yeah.
Did you find that?
Yeah, and the people were great.
Yeah,
and
it's such a good show.
Really fun. I'm actually more happy about going to this show because I'm not on it. Like, do you ever get that? Like,
absolutely.
I tell people, like, because sometimes they'll be like, hey, do you mind tweeting about my show that I'm on? And I want to be like, let me tweet about ones that I'm not on. Like, next week I'll tweet, this is a great show, but I don't want...
Yeah,
people to come to mine.
Yeah, because it's a real recommendation. It doesn't feel like gross bar.
Yeah,
for
I know.
A favor.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't. Yeah, I. It's weird when comics don't any longer find joy in watching stand up. That is strange to me because I still love watching shows. Karen came to my show the other night.
Awesome. Which
it's
one?
A totally.
The improv.
Yeah, it was just a show. It's not. It's just. My point is, I enjoy watching
David Huntsberger's
comedy.
Show.
Yeah, Wes Huntsberger's show.
I had. You know why I really like that? Because like when we do the improv shows, you kind of. It's going to be a pretty quality show across the board. Like you're going to get a standard, if not above, a standard show.
Especially if one of us is on it.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Then you're guaranteed.
That's just pandering.
Yes.
But like that show, David Huntsberger's, there was like people who'd never done stand-up before, and it was a weird room. There was a weird vibe.
He finds people
were
on
like,
Craigslist.
Does he
Oh,
really?
That's right. Yeah, he does that on purpose. Yeah, but that's only one person, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was like someone read poetry.
Oh, this is the one at the bar in East Hollywood or something like that. Yeah, yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Copper Still.
It was fun to watch. It made me think of jokes, and I just cared. Like, and that woman who was transgendered that got up, who was great. Like, I was so worried because I saw her rehearsing her lines to a wall.
She was pacing around, and I'm like, is this
the Craigslist one, or was it a comic?
I don't know.
I think it was someone he knew, because she had that cartoon.
Oh, right.
It was just really charming, and she did great.
Do you remember the name?
Yo Gabba Gabba or something.
She worked on Yo Gabba Gabba. And was really hilarious.
I'm going to speak for Karen when I say we don't remember her name.
We do not.
Okay.
I was right.
I think you guys are homophobic. Transphobic.
What's it called again?
What they do is their business. I don't want to remember their name.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not your responsibility. It's like they can do that, but I have the right not to know their name.
I have the right to block out first and last names.
I don't care what you do in the bedroom. I just don't want to learn your name.
That would be a really specific, weird kind of homophobia.
Yeah. And I care what you do in the bedroom.
I love gay people. I love what they do. I watch their pornography. But I don't like their goddamn names.
I'm not learning your name.
Names like Craig or Jeff makes me sick. But please turn back on Buttbangers Volume. Oh, come on. I had to ruin my
joke. I liked it because it felt like longer than a sketch.
That
was like
a
scene. It was a monologue.
It was a one-person monologue that got very serious in the end, and I shouldn't have backed out of it.
And we learned a lesson. Just so you know, you're going to go... I guess east on the 110 when we get down to the 110.
Okay. Is it okay? Is it legal to do other people's bits on here? Because I wanted to do one.
As long as you preface it.
Yeah, it's a Todd Glass always does this thing. It's the imitation of like a guy who's talking about how much he killed, mm-hmm. but then when he finds out that the person was there, he changes the whole story. Like here, so you have to say that you were there. So it's like, okay. Oh man, I went up to the improv, annihilated, dude. It was like, I don't know, it's just one of those times when I'm just killing.
Are you talking about Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there.
I was there.
The thing is, the way that place is set up, you've got like the lights and just sort of like, I don't know, they can't hear you. Like it totally just jumps the other way.
That's
Todd Glass. Funny guy. He's got a book.
That's right.
I want to read his book.
I saw him at the improv the other night. He was so hilarious, but he was straight up screaming at the crowd almost the whole time.
He does. Oh, wow. Sometimes he screams at the crowd.
But he can do it. He can do it and do it and do it and still turn it at the end and make it funny.
My favorite joke of his is...
you're going north. Sorry. North on the 110.
Oh, north on the 110. Thank you.
Yeah. Otherwise,
when he says, someone goes up to him, does my breath smell like tacos?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a great one.
My breath smell like tacos. I don't know. Do you put cat shit in your tacos?
That is so good.
It's just, that tickles me.
It's good.
And grosses
you still
me
need
out.
To get
it's gross.
I still need to get over.
Or maybe not. No.
No, I think you're good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you do.
Oh, I do. Oh,
ding, 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 ding. I bet this middle lane could go either way.
Now, I don't want to be, yeah. Oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh, no, I was wrong. Straight up wrong.
So I don't want to be the comic who does the same thing every comic does, but have people made jokes about getting, if you do get in an accident, that you've got it completely documented?
Oh, yeah, like a black box situation.
Yeah.
That we will post on allthingscomedy.com.
Yes.
Listen to me losing my leg.
That would be the good final episode.
And I know that...
And there's the transcripts of the trial.
Yeah.
I was found negligent. I miss my friends. Well, that's been a very to be continued episode.
Yes.
But just for the people out there, Chris has a headset. And,
yep. I look very distracted. It's dangerous. We've said it before. This is a dangerous podcast.
Yeah.
Because am I getting off here? It might be.
Downtown.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Shit, this fucking thing. I think take the next exit, whatever it is.
Academy Road.
Is it downtown?
Do you want me to put it into my Waze?
I'm looking at it.
Because the next
we're doing a lot of plugs. Waze.
Yeah, yeah.
Todd Glass's book.
Do You Need a Ride? Sponsored by Todd Glass and Waze, the app.
The Todd Glass Situation.
Todd
available
Glass,
retail,
the movie.
Retail
Todd store. Glass, the book. Todd Glass, the carnival ride. And apps. Waze, the app. Sorry, I messed that one up. Out of the way, Saturn.
Hey, okay, what's the address? Or the venue called?
Can you get all the way over to the right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I will.
No. Just whatever is next, because we passed it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But here, this will work. What's the address?
Sorry, I can't find my thing. It's 972 Chungking Road.
972.
So basically, my little dot... God damn it. Now we're fucking over here.
Yeah.
My little dot, as we were driving by...
Yeah.
Right as it came near the pin, skipped forward like...
It does that.
Oh, my God.
The dot
right
predicts...
where... I was trying to figure out where you should... No.
Should I get off here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Yeah, do it. Because we're way too far right now.
All right.
Is it Chung?
Oh.
Chungking.
Everybody.
How do you spell it?
Chung.
Like Wang Chung?
Tonight. Yep.
Everybody Chungking tonight. Oh, yeah, here it is.
That's what I tried to say.
God, we're only a half a mile, guys.
Yeah, we're going to do
God,
great.
God, guys.
Don't worry.
This was embarrassing.
I'd like to apologize. And we usually go in Karen's Honda Fit, even though I feel frightened in it.
You're going to make a right on Broadway.
I'm going to make a right on Broadway, I'm going to be a star.
Every time we get into a thing like this, everyone goes, should we look up Waze? Like, this is... I don't know why I don't use this app all the time.
I haven't even downloaded it, and I'm like, I gotta
do that.
No, but
once you do it, it's gonna be... You can make it talk like Elvis.
What?
You can actually put your own voice. There's an app where you can make yourself be the one giving you directions.
I'm sold.
Out of me.
I'll listen to it all day long.
So you can be like, make a right.
Hey,
this is you, by the way.
I mean...
Like, you can make dumb, weird jokes
I'm
like that.
I'm starting to think that guy doesn't need that cane to walk.
I'm starting to think he's using it for his bindles.
He should have hobo makeup. He just had all his belongings on a stick with a plastic kerchief.
Guys, the visuals downtown.
You're going to make a run on college.
They beat LAX.
Oh, this is beautiful.
This is beautiful. This
gorgeous.
Is a lot better than
this Florida. City doth like a garment wear the beauty of the evening.
That was beautiful. Do you just come
I
up
just
with those
totally
things?
Rambled that.
Wow. Did you really?
I think my what happens every once in a while, my soul gets possessed by John Milton, the poet.
well, it's rad.
Which I think Jim Morrison.
A lot of people don't know. Henry, you used to like tutor high school aged people with math and everything. Like, what did you used to tutor? You're a smart person.
Is what
I tutored for the SAT. Yeah.
See, that's everything.
Yeah, no, well, I didn't do the math. I just did all the verbal stuff. But I did, we taught the analogies, the vocabulary, reading comprehension, stuff like that.
See, was any of that stuff like, boy, this is actually difficult for me, but I'm not going to admit that.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh. As a matter of fact, I have a funny story about that. Oh, sorry, dude. That was my bad. College is what we wanted.
Oh, we want college?
Screwed up.
It's funny that we're talking about it.
About how smart I am, and then...
Yeah, well, I guess you didn't take a ride on college, did you?
Yeah.
Right here. That reminds me of any movie where you have to beat rich guys
in a skiing downhill skiing contest.
Thank you.
I'm with
Karen,
you.
I think it's because I'm hot. I think my brain is
another
shrinking.
Right.
It's pretty hot.
Okay.
Another right here.
Another right.
I love Chinatown. I love downtown.
It's
I
really
want to live in a loft apartment downtown.
I want to live in the movie Rush Hour.
And I want to live in Big Trouble in Little China.
Tig lives downtown, right?
Yeah, she does. She does. Good old Tig.
I walk by her place a lot, hoping that she's going to be around. And I'll drive by sometimes.
You should
at night.
Knock on the door.
I should.
Do you live downtown, Henry?
No. Straight.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Well,
dude.
I've never said. We're just about there, actually. It's on this street, yeah.
Great, I hope it's not
just
over.
Straight ahead.
Oh,
yeah, you do want to go straight, yeah.
I apologize, everyone.
No, it's all right.
It's fun. It's a fun part of our... Because I think a lot of people listen just to hear our navigation follies.
Got about two blocks. It's going to be on the left.
They're definitely fetishists that only listen to it for that.
Yeah.
In there?
It'll be on the left.
All right.
In that thing?
Oh, wow.
It says, like, right here.
Oh, that's great.
Like Coagula?
Coagulate. I'm going to go... I'm gonna turn.
Okay.
So what was that story where you accidentally...
Oh, yeah.
...didn't know as much as a
oh,
kid?
Oh, yeah. So what happened was... I was nervous because they put you through a training session. I was nervous about going to my first lesson with the kids. And I said, what happens if they say... Like, because they're paying a lot of money for it, you know, and it's like, what happens if
they say,
like, how long have you been doing this? I mean, do I tell them it's my first time?
I would be so scared of being exposed.
And then the guy goes, the guy who ran the company was like, well, just, I don't know, blow it off. Just be like, just make some joke. Like, I don't know, it feels like it's been forever. So I was like, okay. So I go to give my first one, and it's like this Italian family, and the kid, we go through the lesson, and then afterward they sit me down and they're like, how's it going? So we'd like to know a little bit more about you, you know, we've just signed up with the service. And I guess the first question would be, how long have you been working for them, how much experience do you have? And I go, you know, it's funny because it really feels like it's been forever. And they all kind of laughed.
Distract them.
Yeah, they were like, that's funny. But no, seriously, how long have you been working for the company? So I'm like, oh, I didn't plan for that. They didn't say that they might ask the question again after they laugh at the
See,
dumb joke.
That would bring
like
me
lawyers.
So much. I have reoccurring dreams about, for whatever reason, I have to cancel all my gigs doing comedy and go back to high school because I missed some classes.
Sure.
I have dreams about that, and I know it's a premise of an Adam Sandler movie, but it is a fear of mine.
Oh, yeah.
To not be smart enough to do high school work, so I would have been a good tutor.
No, I remember...
especially...
Yeah, I get nightmares about deadlines. Like, I still get that. Even after 20 years of not having any deadlines at all.
Yeah, you used
or
to write,
a job even.
Write for the newspaper, right?
No, just
I'm confusing deadlines with headlines.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Karen, are you back? Oh, it's so hot in my car.
It's hot, and I'm just I'm afraid I'm gonna miss this fucking show.
It's all here.
Yeah, you should probably. Well.
Oh wait a second.
Why don't I
look at
Fu Chow?
What
it says here on the wall: a bestseller movie by Jackie Chan, Rush Hour, was shot here. Look,
oh my God!
Wow.
It's painted like a huge sign.
Maybe I've read that before. Why would I have said that?
That's genius.
We should take a picture.
Is it deja vu?
Do you guys think that I have a special power?
Yes.
Why would I know that?
Or it's the opposite, and you did know it, and you forgot that you knew it.
Yeah, a special power that is reading comprehension.
Yeah.
Maybe I should
tutor
the
Don't worry about high school. You're fine.
Karen, do you want to just go in, do your set, and then come back out, and we'll continue?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do
that. Should we do that?
Okay, bye.
You will recognize her from HBO's Mr. Show. And she is the head writer for Ellen DeGeneres, spelled DeGeneres. Is she really that generous?
Very generous.
She's very generous. And The Pete Holmes Show. She has a fantastic new album available on iTunes for her. And it's called Karen Kilgariff Live at the Bootleg. I guess that means you're going to apply for Karen.
I was 21.
thereafter on a farm by the hillside, and each day was better than the one before. Well, except, of course, for this one day when she was out tilling the land, and she fell off her tractor and got run over by the rotary. And as I held her in my arms, I'll never forget the last words that she said to me. She said, "Baby, I'm gonna wait for you in heaven." Well, a couple days went by, and eventually I just sort of got over it. And I started dating some other girl who was 23. And we moved out to California and got a house on the beach. And each day was better than can be. Well, except, of course, for this one day when she was out shredding on the waves, and she slashed up on a rip curl and got dragged out to sea. And as I was laying there on my beach blanket, I'll never forget those last words that she said to me. She said, "Baby, I guess I'm gonna wait for you in heaven." Well, a couple days went by, and then... Wait, that's the other one. But when my time finally came, I was standing at the pearly gates. My first wife was there, and she said, "See, baby, I told you I was gonna wait for you." But it was kind of awkward situation. I said, "Beach girl was there also, and she said that she was gonna wait for me too." But I didn't know what to do, so I thought I made some dumb joke. And I said, "Hey, maybe we could all just have a threesome." Well, all the angels in heaven didn't take kindly to my joke, and nothing I could say would appease them. And that's when I was stricken down to hell. Well, the moral of this long story is, if you're ever in a love triangle and both of your loves die in some bizarre but geographically relevant injury, don't ask for a threesome in heaven, or you'll end up in hell just like me.
Well, that was the most awkward show situation ever in a...
So awkward.
I have a temperature of 102 right now.
Oh, man.
It made you sick. That show gave you the flu?
It gave me comedy flu.
I'll
never recover.
I don't know if it was
the room echo. Is set up to be awkward, because also he asked me if I would go up, and he did it while Karen was on, and it's like everything's echoing, and I'm like, "Well, you're basically talking during the thing." And I like the guy, but it's like he didn't. I don't even think he meant it. But then some lady goes, "Can you guys stop talking?" And then it's just like, "No, I'm the asshole talking."
Can you guys stop talking so it can be fucking pin drop silent while Karen does her songs that no one understands or is interested in?
That lady, she was enjoying it. She was smiling ear to ear, literally. And I'm not trying to make a joke, but I wanted to say to her, "Well, why don't you just go that one extra step and just laugh out loud?"
Right, right.
You know?
That's what it was like. It was like a bunch of librarians who had a lot of respect for what I was doing, which is like, "I'm not interested in any of this.
I don't want some librarian's respect.
Fuck you,
if
librarians.
I wanted that, I'd be an old book."
That's
I really, that was that guy hosting, who I guess owned that. I'm going to go ahead and talk shit.
The king of awkward. You.
Let's simultaneously talk shit.
I'm going
okay,
to do it.
Here we go.
He was terrible. He looked like David Waterman.
He looked like Waterman. But he wasn't as likable. He had a weird limp. I don't even care what happened to his hip.
He was so bad that it was as hilarious as Waterman doing a character. Like, that could have been Waterman doing a character.
It really could.
Wait, no, I'm ignorant. Who's
the
Waterman?
Guy hosting?
Do you know David Earl Waterman?
No.
He does sketches at like the Fake Gallery and stuff. He's a brilliant, hilarious.
It's the
actor.
Second time we mentioned him last podcast.
I gotta see him.
Oh, did we?
With Fitzy.
Oh. Yeah, wait. Now, Karen, is he the one who booked you?
I don't
No, Tony's the one who booked
Tony
me.
Oh, Tony booked you.
Tony's lovely.
So why is that guy, like...
Because he owns the fucking gallery. It's like that classic...
What a weird...
It's like the club owner that has to host the showcase night where you're like...
Do you guys know how to get on this cocksucking freeway?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Here I am with my language again.
I would just
go to Sunset.
Okay.
And just go... Sunset all the way to 101.
Just take a right. Okay. We'll go in a big square right now.
Is this Sunset?
Okay, great.
No,
oh, no, we're south of it. Yeah, you can take Temple for a while. It's Virgil and then make a ride.
Terrific, terrific. Okay, back to hating that
guy. Okay, yeah, so he sucks.
He sucks so bad. And was he purposefully mispronouncing words to get a rise out of people?
Tony wrote up the intros, but then that guy was reading the intros and then critiquing them as he was reading
them. He did that with Knudsen.
So he's got a word thing. The whole place was covered with alphabet letter forms everywhere.
Malcolm in the Middle, Conan, or
but
something
also,
like
you,
that.
But also, did that art? That I mean, who am I to judge another man's art? But that was some shitty art.
Yeah,
is that his art?
Yeah,
I don't know if it was his.
Wasn't art of any man I know.
Maybe he's a nice guy. Great. I don't know.
What if
he's a Christian? What if he's a Christian-hearted man?
You're right. Henry makes a good point.
Here's my
He isn't an annoying asshole? Nope. Actually, no. We all just watched him.
And here's how we know he's an annoying asshole, because he insisted upon hosting a comedy show that he has no fucking business. Yeah, you can
go
right
here. No, that's true.
Should I?
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, no, you want Norm.
Sorry. Sorry.
No.
But you could just stay on this for a while if you want.
I have to put this in the lap.
Guys, I love that you were there with me, because I swear to God, if you weren't at that show with me tonight, I would be in my car sweating.
Oh, you were great.
Maybe on the verge of tears.
Well,
now,
I'm not to sound...
I mean, we all experience that together.
Sadistic, but that makes me feel good, because I actually thought what you did was great.
Oh.
And I have a lot of times where I just hate myself after a show. And I know, I have to know that a lot of times those are valid feelings.
Yeah.
But you're getting it from somewhere.
I mean, yeah.
My thing is, I am really sick of my songs. I sing the same four every time.
We're all sick of our jokes.
Right?
If I hear another one of my jokes coming out of my stupid mouth with my own ears, I'm going to... stab either my ears or my mouth.
But it's that feeling of, like, you just project onto the audience. So to me, every time I think there's only six real comedy fans here, and they've all heard all these songs, so they hate me and have no respect for me. And the fact that I'm doing these songs again, that's the feel. Even though I did one new song tonight, it still doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. But I think with songs, though, people really love hearing them again.
Yeah, that's the benefit of. Because I certainly do when it comes to songs.
I've never heard the one you did tonight.
You know, I specifically tried to pick one that you probably hadn't heard.
Henry, honestly,
because I think impressing your peers is probably more important, especially when you hate the guy who's running the thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, but, yeah, I mean, I
think those assholes brought us closer together.
I think so,
too. I mean, the main guy. I didn't... Not everyone there was an asshole. There was the one guy.
Wait, can I say this? And this could also be my comedy paranoia. But the guy that said that he was getting ready for his set at the Comedy Store next week...
What a liar.
Well,
is it a Comedy Store? Is there a fourth room at the Comedy Store by a radiator that they just opened up? No, you're in the you're in the gizzard room.
Here, let me tell my story about how I was I'm an ex-banker. I'm out, sir.
I've been in lines at the bank more interesting than this story. Oh,
wow, this is some shit talk.
His big closer was acting like a T-Rex that couldn't reach his dick.
Oh,
that's
right.
He also did a weird-ass thing where...
But it got a big laugh.
It was pity. It was like a laugh that someone would nervously give if he announced he was on chemo. He was also when he was
exactly like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird example.
Yeah,
but people were supposed to be laughing, he let you know by pointing the mic at the audience.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, he was good.
The old interview technique.
Like what the rock singers do when it's their turn to sing?
Your turn.
When the lights...
Well, that's always my favorite, is because they always do it at the high part, you know, like... I saw Styx, and it was like...
because they got older, you know, and they can't...
Yeah, they can't sing
anymore.
Those notes. I want to hear you sing it, but it's like, you know... or like Elton John, you know, and I'm gonna be high... As a kite, like people didn't see me pointing the microphone.
No, no, that's a visual. Henry,
there's the wind.
It's bad radio.
You can hear the wind.
That joke makes no sense.
Do it again, and I'll narrate it.
Who's the guy? A buddy of mine, Brett.
Brett Michaels.
Erickson. Oh yeah, he's the guy out of
Wham.
He's the guy out of Peoria. He's really one of the funniest guys ever. He's so great.
Out of
he's,
where?
He's the house MC at
Peoria. He is great.
Yeah, he's so great.
Yeah.
Wait, where? From where?
Peoria, from Peoria, Illinois.
I thought you said Peoria like this nasal strips.
Yeah.
I was like, why haven't I met him?
You haven't seen his blackhead comedy?
But you know what's so funny?
No better Mondays.
Racist.
Oh. That,
is it?
Well, wait.
No.
They're dark Monday nights.
Oh, God.
Now hold on a second.
No, that was the old joke. Everybody used to say that.
I'm going
to
push on the real Blake.
Okay, wait.
Oh, Robert Blake.
But so the joke that he does, it just occurred to me, telling the story of the joke is almost as dumb as... He's got a joke that ends with a visual punchline where he winks, and he said that they wanted him to do it on the radio, and he's like, do you see how that wouldn't make any sense at all? But now I can't even tell it, because me retelling it would be the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, oh, wow. Wow, that's a riddle caught in a...
You can I'll tell try it, and then I can yell
he
wink.
He says, you know, we shouldn't call them... the Special Olympics, because it's like... There was some controversy about whether it should be that. It's like, it should be... The Olympics.
Wink.
Yeah. And then which is a really funny joke.
I think it's funny if
you say it on the radio, you literally just say the Olympics. And it makes no sense at all.
I think you should say they should be called the Olympics. Wink.
Wink.
It's
and you have to say wink in a cute
way. Call him now. We're rewriting his joke. Call. Wink. Get him on the horn.
The wink that he does is so freaking funny, though. It's just, it's classic.
That's terrific.
Does Hawkins have a wink in one of his...
What else did you guys hate about that show? Oh, Robert.
I'm trying to change it to positive stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We should put a positive...
No.
I dated Robert Hawkins, so this is going to get dark real quick.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy. Did you really?
I did.
Was he funny?
I think dating is generous.
You've been to the
I'm
Hawk's
jealous.
Nest?
I've been... I was in the Hawk's Nest for a little while. It was pretty intense.
Oh, he's so funny. Wow. Anyway,
he's really one of the funniest people on the planet.
He makes me laugh so hard, and it was always strange to me how he has no presence in Los Angeles comedy.
Well, partly voluntary, right? I mean, he's a hardcore road guy.
I think he was here for a while and tried it out, because he was on Chris Titus's show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's such a road comic. I feel like after a while, that's what you do.
But he had weird material, and I always... Anytime he did, like one time he did UCB, and he was so funny, and everyone loved him. It's like, who is this guy? And I'm like, he's always on the road.
Yeah, his material defies the road.
I did not know about your past
it's
romance.
So good.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
We were both passing the time. I would have to say
this is something I might bring up and talk about when we're not recording.
Okay, I'll give you straight up details.
I'm warning you of an actual conversation we're going to have.
It was very short-lived and very hilarious, and we were not the greatest combination, but I am positive the reason he broke up with me is because we were playing 20 questions at lunch one day, and it was his turn, so he had to think of a person, and I said, is it a man? And he said yes, and then I said, is it Pat Morita? And I had guessed it right.
Oh my God.
And
wow.
He flipped out.
He thought you were had
he found out I was
powers.
A witch.
What? So he can't handle talent. You know. Should I just keep doing what I'm doing on the road that
Could I
be less specific?
What is this? It's about to turn into Beverly?
Yeah.
So this will be Beverly. Then make a right on Virgil.
Yeah, let's make a right on Virgil.
And also, if we want to be positive about the show tonight, Barbara Gray is hilarious.
Yeah, Barbara Gray was great.
She was
and
very
she
good.
Was essentially, well, she was like the feature, almost the closer.
Yeah.
And she did great.
Yeah.
I'm sure Byron Bowers is going to destroy.
Yeah.
Do you know what he said in Austin? I just found that out.
No.
Oh, God.
But then when he's talking about Hitler?
Controversial?
Oh, extremely. Well, you remember there was a big accident there.
I was there for that.
Yeah. Oh, were you there during that?
Karen saw
that
accident.
No, I was there at the accident.
She was standing there.
Yeah, I almost died in that accident.
Oh, no.
It's one of my favorite stories that no one else likes for me to tell, but I love telling.
I haven't heard you talking. I'm warning you again of another conversation. We're going to talk about that because I haven't heard the details.
Well, the next morning, it's not even the next night. Apparently, they were doing a daytime show.
Uh-huh.
And during his show, he says, I mean, I wasn't there, so I wasn't close to it. I can't, as a comic, not think it's hilariously funny.
No, you're okay. But don't apologize.
Yeah, but it is. I feel like I have to apologize. But anyway, and that's why I have no balls. But no, but he said, he goes, man, everybody's texting me from L.A. saying, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, man, I'm okay. My car is fucked up.
Oh. Wow.
That's kind of the response it got, but
yeah. Wow.
I asked him about it. He's completely proud of it.
Oh, he does.
He threw
not
the mic down
shit.
And put his hands up in the air. That's yes. how he responded to it.
He likes to throw the mic down and walk off stage.
It is a funny joke. I mean, you can't tell me
it's chocolate.
It's a well done funny joke. Like totally. It's one of those. It's one of those. Tragedy plus time or whatever it is. I mean, we've all heard 9/11.
Yeah.
I gotta say that
we all know the formula, but none of us can remember it.
The week of 9
time plus tragedy.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
Comedy.
The square root of molestation.
Time plus tragedy
equals ha 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 squared.
We all know that comedy plus time is tragedy.
I just want to...
Has anybody said that? That's good.
That's
a tweet right there. Guys, you're going to see it on my Twitter.
Yeah, you just got a verbalized
you
tweet.
You
comedy plus
it.
Time is tragedy. And the joke being that you get old and hacky. And it's tragic.
Time doesn't help at all.
I just want to say that this has been the first time I've driven in a while. Karen is better at multitasking, or I keep saying that. Because you don't seem to be in a sweaty panic.
No.
But I am again. This makes me nervous.
What are you panicked about?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to kill all of us.
Great.
Oh, with the... yeah, no, that's been bothering me a little bit. I'm trying to ignore it.
you're playing pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm cool as a cucumber, but it's a cucumber that might kill his friends. Sorry.
I meant Henry.
She meant me. Yeah. No, we know you're
clearly
cool.
Upset and swerving.
Oh, look at how I'm white-knuckling it. And to think, I'm a commercial stunt driver.
Yeah, that's right.
As of last
month. You better buck up.
I better recognize.
You better.
That wasn't what you were going to say.
My feeling, I'll just say it this other
Is it
show.
Hunger? Were you going to say hunger?
There's definitely a super, I'm hangry right now.
Hangry.
I'm very hangry. Nice. When I show up at shows like that have that feeling of these people don't know the basic comedy rules, which is like, I was going to stand outside until the person who was on stage was done, and Tony walked up to the door and was like, hey, come in! And it's like, I know, I can come in.
For God's sake, yeah.
It's those things like, why didn't you just put the chairs facing the other wall so that when you walk in, only the comic sees and everybody, you know what I mean? Like, all these kind of,
what are these guys doing?
The basic understanding.
I hate when cops drive all weird.
Yeah, because then you're like.
I just passed him.
You just passed a cop angrily.
Yeah, yeah. No, pull up next to me.
You should gun this.
You don't even know drunk.
Actually, I don't think you're allowed to have both ears in. Try to drag one.
Oh, okay, certainly.
Because you can get fined for that.
Well, it would make a very special episode, everyone.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
What if I get arrested right now for podcasting in the car? I'm certainly getting eyeballs.
You do need to
everybody
right
gets
at
eyeballed.
Some point.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to do it right now because the fuzz is hot on our fender.
Oh, he's making a right, though.
Yeah, well, he was very interested in what we got going on. We almost were the first podcast ever to get shut down by the Los Angeles Highway Patrol.
What if, here's what would be amazing, if they also were podcasting... And we had like some kind of a cop podcast.
Welcome back to Cop Talk. Hey, what are those three doing?
I don't know, but they're brown. Let's throw them in jail.
Yeah. That would be that.
That's LA, baby.
Yep, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, I really do. They were. Did they think that our microphones were beers?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they thought we were booze.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
I had to. Pretend like I was giving a blowjob. That was a really dumb
to a robot?
To me, and actually your pretend blowjobs feel great. No, that didn't come out.
Oh, no, officer, I'm just blowing my microphone.
Yeah, we're certainly not podcasting.
just having sex.
Weird gay sex from the side.
How dare you halt our mobile blowjob unit?
I'm just a witness.
That reminds me, as long as we're bringing up our friend comics jokes, Augie Smith...
You're the one that keeps up doing other people's.
I don't know why. That's the way
it's fun. No,
that's the way I speak now.
We're
I just like anything funny. Yeah,
other no, people's comics.
Augie was like all those people that died of choking on their own vomit, and it's like now that we're adults and we drink a lot, we're like, how much? I mean, it's not just because you're a rock star that you drink more. Like I know people that aren't rock stars that do drink that much. Nobody's choked on their own vomit, and then Augie was like, I think that's the cover story. And it makes you wonder, how bad must the real story be if the cover is, yeah, he choked on his own vomit. Yeah.
You know, how,
what was he really doing? Let's just tell him he choked on his own vomit.
Yeah, that could mean anything. He had too many bananas and started spinning. Yeah.
I would go right at Rossmore here.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna.
Okay, sorry.
No, thank you.
But anyway, a lot of...
It always helps. I just want to interrupt this. Well, it's not interrupting it. I just, as a side note, if I'm driving the wrong direction, you guys pipe up.
Okay. No, this is perfect because this will take you straight up to where we're trying to go.
Yep, we're going to go back to the 101 and eat us some.
Did you tape Knudsen's set?
Food. No, I didn't.
Oh my god,
that was
that
great.
Story,
that story,
so
that was
so
a great
good.
Story. Yeah,
he's so good. I was so excited he was going out before me.
It did oddly though. His story made me want to run a marathon. It was I know that he ended up in
it
a.
It made me not
ambulance.
Want to because I'm like that's what would happen to me because I don't think anybody thinks that's going to happen. But he said he just blacked out.
Right.
Well, and also 10 blocks before it was over, he ran an entire marathon.
I believe the ending where he said he thought he was being abducted. That if you just woke
those,
up and there's dudes hanging above you, that would be my initial response, especially if they were wearing, like, Hawaiian shirts.
I was hoping you taped it, and then that way we could sell it.
Yeah, let's do.
Why not? Why not bootleg every comedy show and sell it?
No matter how small or hot or weird our gallery
Christian.
Now
that it's legal to just videotape everybody.
Yeah,
like,
and then we can go on Sound Exchange and collect all the proceeds
that's
old
right.
manager.
Yeah, apparently.
Ooh, Henry Jesus. Had an old manager who went on Sound Exchange. I don't care. You can stop me. I'm going to
no,
say
this
his
this
name.
This is what I've been told.
We might as well say his name.
Who was it?
I don't know, but he went on Sound Exchange and signed up on comics, some of them dead comics, and was collecting how much
money.
A month? $10,000 a month?
No.
I guess,
Sound Exchange.
Is he a drug addict?
This is what I've been told.
He was a manager at something and something.
Uh-oh.
Like
so
a big
he's
one.
Just a straight-up
Well,
guy?
Apparently he can't even show his face in the comedy scene anymore because it pissed people off.
But
so
he
much.
Does
but
keep showing his
I think it's illegal.
He does keep showing his dick in the comedy.
People are fine with it. It's pretty nice.
It is a beautiful penis, even though you know it's crooked.
Don't you... You got a lot. You got a lot of face showing your balls around here.
Oh shit!
Switcheroo joke.
Yeah,
I've got a tweet. That's a second tweet.
You've got a lot of face showing your balls around here. zips up pants and walks out.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I mean there was a guy in my hometown of Missoula, Montana, where. There, if you do get a parking ticket at a meter, it's $5. And if you're from out of town, they leave you a note that says, "Oops, you messed up. Thanks for visiting, though." And there's coupons on the back of the ticket or the note. But the guy that was the head of the parking commission in Missoula was going around and emptying the meters and putting them all the. It was change, but he was doing it all day. And earning extra money. And someone watched him do it. And they're like, that guy just took the money out and put it in a thing. I'm going to look into that. And he got caught. And that's a long story. But it is similar to, a comedy manager who then...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The
it's also stealing.
Comics. Yeah,
it's awesome. It's the same amazing. Verb.
It's stealing from your specific thing that you're supposed to be keeping pure.
Yeah.
Now, can I change the subject back to
totally.
The comedy show we were at?
Sure.
Just for 1 second.
For God's sake, yes.
Because this is my, and I know I'm going back negative, but it's not personal.
No, negative's starting to sound like a good idea.
You've been positive long enough. The shit's boring.
Well, I was just going to say, during my set, which was just deeply soul quiet, so at one point, it felt like 7 people were taking flash photography pictures of me. Which
what is
like,
that about?
Who wants this? What is it for? Like, comedy shows, there's always some fucking photographer.
I've finally gotten immune to it, but I don't want to be immune. Remember there was a show called What's Happening? for the kids out there. And there was one where Rerun had an idea that he was going to go to the Doobie Brothers concert.
Yes, and bootleg it.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, Doobie Brothers was like the band that agreed to do it, but it probably wouldn't have been, you know, Rerun's favorite band.
Yeah, you wouldn't think.
The way he danced, you know. But no, but anyway, so I guess that there was this, it was a very special What's Happening, and they go in there and they get caught bootlegging because he brought a tape recorder.
Oh, wow.
And at the end, the Doobie Brothers say, you know, Rerun, a lot of...
They knew his name?
They were acting and everything. They're like, you know, a lot of you know, musicians are losing a lot of their royalties because people like you are coming in and they're, you know, so it was like, that was a really bad thing and it was ingrained in me. But now, we just forgot about that. It's fine now to just go and record any show that you go to.
It's the Wild West.
Because it's so hard to enforce, they just let you.
Like comedy clubs, like that shitty Flappers and stuff, they will like just tell you, hey, we're going to record your set. So if you want a copy of it, you know, let the guy know and you can buy it for $10.
Yeah,
oh, wait, actually, no, you don't have a right to record me at all.
No.
Don't just assume that I want
the That's part tape. Of the contract that they give you in I order love, to perform there.
I love saying no to that.
Yeah.
I loved that episode of What's Happening because the entire concert stopped. This Rerun put a tape recorder that you would have used in a 70s grammar school. Like with the red button and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And he had it like on his chest, but he danced. He was wearing a raincoat. It fell out, and the concert stopped immediately.
Oh, is that what it was?
Because of the noise it made hitting the ground? Like,
so they're literally at a giant rock concert, and a tape recorder falling down gets heard.
Oh, what was that noise? Yeah. Let's all stop drumming and singing.
Like the Doobie Brothers were probably just playing at a nightclub.
And then Dee had that rad joke where she goes, y'all don't look like brothers to me.
Oh, what?
And I was I relate to her.
Man.
What is that's happening?
That's right. You know what? Dee was so damn funny.
Dee was the best one on that
show.
Have
we looked her up, what she's doing? She was damn
good. She's a veterinarian. Brian Posehn went to her as a veterinarian.
What?
How could she be that funny? She had the greatest timing.
She was like a child actor.
My dad used to write jokes.
Y'all don't look like brothers to me. That was great. What a great line.
That's funny. Yeah, I love that comics go off and just, you know what? I like animals. And they change their career, become a hilarious veterinarian. I like it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know if that made sense. I did lane change and I got nervous and lost my train of thought.
Or they become meth addicts, like some of them.
If there's only two decisions.
I think the one from Love Boat wound up going into bed.
Isaac?
No.
He became a real bartender.
Yeah, Julie.
Julie had a coke problem, right?
Yeah. Well, what's the one with the yellow teeth?
Is
that meth or coke?
The Grinch?
Is it just generally?
Smoking, would you say?
Well, hey.
Nicotine?
No.
Meth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tooth decay.
I think she had that. Well, maybe it was coke. I guess if you're doing coke, you're probably also not. It's probably more of a coincidence. It's false causality. It's like
you're so coked up, you forget to floss.
You don't care about your teeth that much.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I'm dying.
I have all these other concerns.
Yeah.
Oh, who's hungry?
I'm starving.
I'm dying.
Speaking of teeth, can I go in there?
Hangry is great.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'm going in.
Oh, there's a, isn't that parking
lot? Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Oh, this
there.
Is a garage.
Yeah, it's a
garage.
Yeah,
there it
is. Nice.
What? You're never eating at the 101?
I gotta watch that episode. I'll
this
bet
is
it's
our
on
hangout
YouTube.
Place.
I wanna see that episode of What's Happening.
It's
yeah, and I think a lot of these hipsters should see it too.
Yeah.
You mean our listeners, the hipsters?
Hey, guys, watch that What's Happening episode and think about what happened to Rerun and what the Doobie Brothers said about losing their royalties.
Yeah, let's think about piracy a little bit.
A bunch of extremely wealthy, successful white guys going into the inner city and talking to three black kids about how they're going to lose their royalties.
Yeah. Be careful of our royalties, poor children.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get to have some free entertainment.
With your big-ass tape recorder.
that you stole from the grammar school.
Yeah.
I can't
see.
Oh,
man.
Oh, okay. It is a spot.
Yeah, if you watch it now, like kids will probably be like, why didn't he just bring a smaller tape recorder?
Yeah, exactly. That didn't make a loud enough noise to stop a concert. Speaking of stopping the concert.
Yeah, let's stop this.
We just pulled in. We're going to eat.
I mean.
That was a great. We covered a lot of ground. That was Henry's first time co-hosting with me, even though
it was
2 minutes. Well, I'm getting there. I'm wrapping
it
up.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is my conclusionary wrap-up.
I just had a really quick question.
Oh, certainly.
So, Karen, is that true? Is that really what happened with the ending, the rerun? I didn't know if you were making that as a joke.
What?
did reruns tape recorder really fall?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is.
That's
okay.
How that.
I could like I could also see you just making that up and it, that being a scenario also.
No, like, no. That's the real. I remember that episode really specifically.
Okay.
Because we
I just had to clarify that because
it
was like,
on,
that
like,
is. That sounds like you could just rattle that off in 30 seconds as a plot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what
they
must have
it
done.
That's
how. It's
how many dances and then it falls out.
Yeah, it just falls out. And then people notice. It's not a big deal. People don't care about the details like this.
It's so far fetched that you could just blurt it out in the future in the back of a car.
That is great. Yeah, and I would have bought.
Well, I'm low on blood sugar. We all smell, Henry especially. And
I'm sorry.
You noticed it the most, probably, is what I was saying. But we're going to wrap it up. Henry, thanks for being on our
This was fun, guys.
Podcast program.
Very fun.
I was really the guest, though. I mean,
that's right.
Wouldn't you say?
Karen was the guest. I was
kind of
co-host.
Special.
Isn't this interesting that, Karen, you were the guest? I'm going to give
co-host.
You both equal guest credit, and then I'm going to take away the co-host credit from Henry and give that to myself. So this is my first time.
So Henry gets nothing?
Henry's a guest. Half a guest. You're half a guest. And I am both the host and co-host of this episode of DYNAR.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off. Style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.